Blog Talk Radio.
On the floor and taking your request.
Ho, 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 breathe, you know, let's go. This is Voice of the People, every Monday, 7 p.m. Hit the number, tune in, this is Voice of the People. Ty Jones, be the host, size out, trying to wild out, this is Voice of the People. Mark Lee, the witty genius, ready to receive this voice of the people. The six man, King Geronimo, this is how we roll on Voice of the People. Ho, 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 this is Voice of the People. Ho, 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 this is Voice of the People.
Good evening, good evening. This is Ty Jones, your host of The Voice of the People. It's Monday, January 2nd. Happy New Year. A new year, a new era, and so many things to catch up on. Mark Lee, you should be there with me. Are you in the building, Mark? Or Dean Geronimo? So this is Ty Jones, and I'm here on the show, and we want to wish you a happy new year. So many different things have been occurring in the new year, so we'll get started to take a look at some of the past occurrences that have happened. Something that kind of blew my mind in regards to prior to the new year was the thing that happened, the incident that occurred in Turkey. The Turkish authorities are close to identifying the Istanbul gunman. So at first, when I first read the news, it was said it was three people. Now they're saying it's one, since they're saying gunman. Turkish authorities on Monday released the clearest image yet of a man believed to have wreaked havoc on a nightclub full of New Year's Eve revelers and officials believed they were closing in on positively identifying the gunman. So they have a picture, and I'm on FoxNews.com's website where the story is being unfolded. Very sad. And this happened where they just let off fire. And I'm trying to correspond with Dean right now, so forgive me. So, let's continue, because I'm just being distracted. Sorry about that. Citing the Turkish chief of general staff office, Analdo said Turkish jets struck eight ISIS targets while tanks and artillery fired upon 103 targets near Al-Bab, killing 22 extremists while destroying many structures. The Russian jets also attacked ISIS targets in Dar, 5 miles southwest of Al-Bab. And then there was some other weird things going on when I was watching the new year come in. So Mariah Carey did an interesting performance. I'll just say that it was an interesting performance for New Year's Eve. And I watched some of the footage. I tried watching some of the footage, and I think I was rather disappointed just because of the fact you're getting paid a lot of money to perform, and you are blaming for getting a song on the fact that you did not have a rehearsal. So this happened during the Dick Clark production, and she's been having tweets go back and forth with other people. Can you hear me, Dean? If you can, let me know, because I can't hear you. So I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you, though. Can you hear me? I see your comment, Mariah Carey is on that sauce. What sauce is that? I'm not sure. But I can't hear you, so this is crazy to me. But if you hear my voice, that's interesting. I just can't know how to interact with the call is all right now. I'm trying to understand that. Mark took care of the fees for the month for the show, but it wasn't our normal one, so the interaction is kind of strange. How did they lock you out? I'm not understanding. Oh, my God. Okay. So how do I add a call? Let me see something. Let me see if I try calling you right now, Dean, and see if let's see if that works. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to try. And see if this will work. With me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
So I just added you to the call because this month, so what's going on right now? We're working around it because, like, let's just say until I can get a hold of me consistently paying every month, Mark did his part,
right.
But when he did, he didn't do like I normally do, which is the normal 39, so we don't have access
right.
to the virtual studio. But when I did call in, we did get to hear the intro song, so it did keep that.
Yeah, I heard that. I've been here since then. You know what I'm saying? I was rocking out with Jay Reed. Next thing you know, I unmuted my mic, and you were like, are you there? I was like, yeah, I'm here. And it was like, uh-oh, dead silence. But it's the six-man Dean Geronimo. I'm here now. I'm in the building.
Right. Thank God. So, interesting. I don't know if I should try to add Mark to the call.
Yep.
want to. Let me see if I can. Let's see if this will work. Hold on. I'll try.
All right.
Let's go to the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice of the people. It's a special Monday night. It's the first of the year. We see Blog Talk has put a lock on my door. But we're going to find a way to get in and climb through the window. That's what we're doing.
Dean, are you still there? Dean Geronimo,
still
you still
here.
There? All right, so we
I'm
have
still
to.
Here.
All right, so I have to swap back to Mark because he's not picking up the number that I called over at his job, so we'll see. I'll try calling him in a few minutes. I did text him on Facebook and asked him to leave me a number to where I can call him, because the number that I have, it just went to a voicemail. So this show is going to be brief. It's going to be, I think we have a whopping 15, 17 more minutes into the show, so we'll keep it brief. And we will resume next Monday, and I think we'll have to do the same thing, which is I'll call you like I did just now. So a lot of interesting thing. Happy New Year's is definitely, you know, we mentioned all that. You said Mariah's on the sauce. I think it's you think sauce. I think just she's gotten so big for her britches that now to the point where she's just like a diva. She's like, well, I you paid me. I'm here. It goes on. I think
you know
she probably
what?
Just wanted to lip sync
so
and just be done with it. Which
that's
is
so corny. But she didn't even do that.
She
started talking on the mic
her
like,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, she was like, well, that song was number one. And she didn't remember her line. She didn't remember the song. I don't know what's going on with her right now. I really don't.
You know what?
If
you made a song and you don't remember the words, yo, that means you're whack. All right?
Yeah.
You're just whack. I'm saying you're whack. Yo, we remember words to songs. Take it all the way back to 86.
Right.
Most of us can still recite songs and lyrics and all of that
of
stuff,
course.
And they're not even our own songs. So if it's your own song and you don't remember the words, you're whack. You
so
get the
gas
right. face for it.
You're right. So this is interesting. I was watching The Breakfast Club, and I didn't realize how instrumental Charlamagne Tha God could be when it comes to just plain old being in the mix when it comes to entertainment, gossip, talking, you know, being very vocal but very politically correct when it comes. I didn't realize how diplomatic he could be. So they had the top 10 before, you know, coming in the new year, let's rank down the top 10. And one of his, number one was Birdman. So Birdman comes to the studio. And I evidently
put the respect on my name.
Right. So I'm sitting.
Right. Just put some respect on my name. Yo, I saw it when it first came out. Put some respect with a K on my name.
With a K. He was like, yo, put some respect on my name. And he did not flinch. And I was proud, like Charlamagne too. He actually stands his ground too, is my point. Like, he's not flinching. He's like, yo, I apologize if I offended you, you know, but, you know, it's like he's so nonchalant with letting niggas know, if I shit on your name, I shit on your name, but I'm going to just
one
call
thing
it
I give
face.
One thing I give Birdman for is the phrase for 2017. Are we finished? Are we done? How about that?
He was very to the point.
I ain't got
point.
No more thoughts.
Yeah, he just was like, and then they was out. He cut the interview mad short. Like, he was like, we done. Like, and just walked out. Right. Which leads me to believe he really is not playing with y'all. As far as he's never been one to be a jokey joke person, as I see some other rappers. He really does carry himself in an interesting way. I will have to admit, Dean, I've been very investigative over the holiday, and I don't know what it is about me and curiosity with brothers in the closet and rappers that are homosexuals that come off as being heterosexual. And
to be like Wendy Williams now?
But it's just so, I don't know what it is about the fascination. I am so fascinated by wanting to know. So I dug so deep this past few days. I was in YouTube heaven. I found so many crazy, you know, exploited videos, people coming out confessing about other artists. And it was always the typical ones. Diddy was like number one. Diddy, Jay, Bow Wow, Soulja Boy, Drake. And what's up with the NFL player that keeps getting, there's an NFL player that they are questioning his sexuality. He's, he looks, to me, he comes off, he's gay. But everybody just, do you know who I'm talking about? Do I need to bring him
up? You talking about Odell Beckham?
Yes, Odell Beckham.
Oh,
and,
come on, man.
And then there was just a question about, so somebody had a phone call. They called into the Breakfast Club and they were asking Charlamagne and the other DJ, would you question a brother like him going to spend a few days over at Drake's crib? Would you find that odd?
You know what? For me, to each his own, man. I'm married to a woman, so I don't really care if a man wants to be with a man wants to be with a woman, transsexual,
whatever.
But
do you feel that brother is gay? Because he shows a lot of gay signals.
Here's my, like I said, I'm not judging that man because that man got a talent that I ain't doing. You know what I mean? And if that's his thing, that's his thing. What you do in your bedroom is your business. Who you do it with is your business.
Okay,
you know
so
what I mean?
I'm going to get explicit. There were videos I saw on YouTube like him and 8 other brothers in the hot tub together. And one of them coming from up from under the hot tub water while he's singing Marvin Gaye, the Marvin Gaye song about, you know, sexual healing. Now, what is a man doing coming out of the water in a hot tub? And what is 8 men sitting in a hot tub together? There was no women there.
Yo, like I said, to each his own. You will not see the sixth man in a joint with no other dudes like that. You know what I'm saying? So. If that's his thing, that's his thing. You know what I mean? He could be out here robbing somebody.
Right. And then, not for nothing, so I was listening to an interview that Remy Ma and Fat Joe had. Big up to Remy Ma. I think this is her year. You know, for me, this is Remy's year. She's definitely doing her thing. And they were being interviewed by another, it's kind of like another TV channel that's on YouTube, but that's really, really hot and popular. And they were being interviewed, and Joe was asked, the homosexual question. And so his first comment was, "There's a gay mafia out there. Like, gay,
wow.
Like they he was saying they run us, meaning the industry that we work for." They're all in it as far as the certain people that are running fashion and music. And he just said, you know, everybody got somebody gay in their family. Everybody, he's like, to each his own, you know, as long as it's not affecting me. But he just was very adamant, you know, and saying, but then it's like he took it a step further and he was calling out some things about people. And then it's like he cleaned it up in the second interview with them. Like somebody got a hold of him and he had to take back a few things he was saying. So it's so interesting how people are very vocal at pulling brothers' cards. Like even when Wendy pulled Jay's Puffy's cards about, you know, his double life, she was fired from BLS, sent to Philly, and had to take a hiatus from New York for some of the things she was doing. you know what I mean?
No,
your
you
thoughts?
Gotta be careful, man. You can't be out here attacking folks for what they do in their bedroom, man. Like I said, to each his own. That's your thing. You will not see the sixth man participating in any of your shenanigans.
Well, so it's called, you know what it was called, just so to for clarity, it's VLAD-TV, VLAD-TV, and they got like over 2,000 likes and over 381,000 views.
Yeah, that's DJ Vlad's channel right there. Shout out to DJ Vlad.
Okay, so that's where I was getting the interview from. It was Remy Ma and how she got her face cut, and Joe about how he was got shot, he got stabbed, and then they had another, you know, they were talking about beef. So, you know, we're in our 40s, Dean, and I have to ask you, because I have this question, Roz, to me, so I have to ask you, what [S2] All right. [S1] Is it about our era of hip-hop to where are you not concerned with the lyrics? Or do you just listen to music for the beat? Like, okay, for example, by Remy Ma and Fat Joe, All the Way Up, I'm feeling it. I'm proud. I feel like a proud mother. The rebirth of a true lyricist has come back. Maybe I'm jumping on the Remy Ma bandwagon, but we haven't had very many female lyricists that can just be good with rhyming and freestyling. Mm-hmm. And, yo, I watched the battle she did between her and Nicki Minaj, and she annihilated the chick. I come from that era where I can't listen to Fetty Wap all day and all that other shit, and it means – and I don't know what the fuck these people are saying sometimes. Like, I need subtitles.
What? Here's the thing. Like, for me, if the beat don't move me, I'm not doing anything. I'm not even paying attention to the song. It takes about 30 good seconds. Once the beat drops, if it's not hot, then it's getting cut off. Right?
Right, right.
After I listen to the song a couple of times and get that beat in, start listening to lyrics. You know what I mean? Like, if the beat's not hot, then you don't have a beat maker rocking your joint. You know what I mean? Like, your joint is like, the beat is what moves you. These artists out here now don't even have beats. So, they can't, there's nothing you could do with it. You know what I mean? But I like beats first, lyrics second.
So I got the cue, Dean. We got like 90 seconds. So we really, it's good to hear from you. And it was Happy New Year. We're going to resume and talk. We're going to do another quick show next Monday, same time, same place. And we'll cover a few more of these we'll cover more of this content. So I want you to have a blessed night. Say your exit in before we head out of here.
Yo, it's the Six Man Dean Geronimo. Catch us next Monday night, 7 p.m., same time, same channel. I see y'all. It's 2017.
Peace. Thanks, Dean. Have a good night. Ty Jones,
right,
voice of the people. All right. Peace.
Later.